Good morning. Today is Monday, October the 25th. Joining us this morning, proud Eureka citizen, Mr. Rob Arkley. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I am getting refreshed. Probably ought to get refurbished, though.
No, I don't think. I think everything looks good here.
Yeah, okay. Are you ready for your question?
Always.
Why do paratroopers yell Geronimo when they jump out of the airplane?
It's a great question, and I have no earthly idea.
It seems that in the early days of the 82nd Airborne, paratroopers from Fort Benning, Georgia, went to a movie about the heroic exploits of the Apache Indian chief Geronimo. During their own exploits in the practice field, they began calling each other Geronimo and then shouting the name when they jumped from the airplane.
That's good stuff.
Kind of makes sense there.
Yeah, he was an intrepid warrior. He really was.
I didn't realize he had a scooter.
Okay. You got me.
Oh, boy. Hey, are you following the redistricting efforts in California?
No.
Throughout the country?
Yes. Yeah, I'm actually involved in the one down in Louisiana.
Okay. I saw something last week that was talking about California in our area, that it might go across to the Nevada state line.
I can't imagine.
Go to Humboldt and then kind of down through Butte and I guess maybe ceding this whole area to, I guess Redding would be the titular capital of the district.
Sure would be.
It'd be a little bit different. You know, well, now if Humboldt grows the way that they're projecting, okay. But it would be interesting to be, I think the district would then be conservative.
I think it would flip it. That's why I'm not sure it'll happen.
Yeah, but Redding already is. So it's
a trade-off. But Arcata and Eureka are dependably not conservative.
So it would be kind of an interesting approach.
One thing I'll never figure out is jiu-jitsu in California, because they sure pass some weird things.
Oh, yeah. Are you able to understand what the governor, the end game is with some of these things that he's doing now? It's always curious to me when an edict that he says leads in the news, because that's not normally a good thing. And some of these elements, like all kids having to be immunized.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the state employees. Okay, and some of these other aspects that are just edicts that are coming through. Are there other governors that are doing something similar to this, or is he just feeling emboldened now that he made it and survived the recall?
I don't know. I don't follow what Gavin Newsom's doing, because it seems like there's no logic to a lot of what's going on these days, Bri.
Yeah, and that's obviously concerning. You know, if it's purely emotion.
Somewhat between concerning and horrifying. It's bad. And there's not dependable government.
Yeah, dependable on reliable.
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
As being reliable. The defund the police.
Yeah.
Efforts that were going on throughout the country, and now there's pushback coming from those that were leading the charge initially.
But look,
isn't that interesting?
It is interesting, but look at the number of pharmacies that have been closed in San Francisco. The Walgreens.
Yeah,
a statutory, you're allowed up to $950 of theft or something along those lines. That's okay.
Yeah, you just go in and take.
Just go in and take it, and so you're good to go.
Yeah, yeah, seven or nine of them, whatever the magic number was, in and out, I think.
In and out had in San Francisco? I think they got into it with somebody. Didn't In-N-Out get into it with somebody for not having a mask and not enforcing
yes.
the mask mandate?
Yes.
And so they said, okay, fine, we'll shut down the indoor and just the lines open, because we're not going to do your work for you.
Yeah, some of those types of things it seems like we're upside down. Look, Portland had their event last week where they came through. Was it $500 million worth of damage or half a million dollars?
No, I thought it was
$500. It was $500.
It was big.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah. How long do you sense that this social unrest is going to continue before something happens? Or are we teed up for something that truly is more revolutionary?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think we're teed up for that.
You think we're going to get conservative governors and leadership in Portland and Seattle and San Francisco to kind of push back and toe the line for justice and supporting the cops and all those things that are necessary to bring people back into compliance?
I think it's going to be difficult to put the genie back in the bottle where it's happened. In other words, Portland is broken. L.A. is broken. San Francisco, broken. But I don't think it's expanding beyond this. Either you're broken now or you're not going to be.
So the energy is kind of out?
I think the energy has waned significantly.
So let's look at Chicago then, where you've got the mayor or the governor.
Lightfoot.
Mayor and governor. Yeah, both of them pushing these things in. Yeah, homicides continue to be crazy through the roof. Shootings go through the roof. Anarchy is kind of what it would have been described, or maybe Al Capone, depending on what time frame you're looking at. What's going to change that? I mean, these are major, major metropolitan areas.
But they all have one thing in common. They're run by Democrats. And do I see an end to that? Yeah, I actually think decent people are getting pretty fed up with this sort of thing.
To the point of risking themselves and their families and making a run for it and try to get elected?
I don't know. I can't give that answer. I mean,
that's a pretty significant threshold point to cross.
To say I've had enough and I'm going to run.
Yeah. And I'm going to take the arrows from the media. I'm going to take the arrows on the social media. I'm going to do what it takes and run up against the protesters and.
I think the pushback now is pretty systemic. And it's interesting that Facebook rebranding itself completely, changing names. And that's not because they wanted to do it. That's an expensive proposition.
Forced to by public outcry or frustration?
Public contempt. It was obviously hurting their business.
Somehow it's refreshing that at that level it's that simple. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Next time on KINS in the 6 o'clock hour as he explains pet behaviors, different fun facts, tips, and all sorts of info about your animals and the way they think and act.
Here are just some of the things that kids learn when they have pets in their life.
If you're an animal lover, this is absolutely the program you need to hear.
You know, vocalizations are a very important part of animal communication and their language. Hi, this is Warren Eckstein. Hear my daily pet tip weekdays on KINS FM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, you said that you were involved with the redistricting in Louisiana.
Correct.
What is that process like? I mean, is it like an advisory committee, or is it something more structured than that? I mean, how does that whole system work? Because you would think, with computer software programs, you've got the population. You say, okay, you get X number of people per district. Hit the go button, and it just kind of divides things up.
Well, in Louisiana, there's been a lot of litigation over the years. So there's guidance through litigation that it has to be within, it has to be approximate group, meaning you can't have a gerrymander that...
Right, the peninsula.
Peninsula, yeah. Then you have to have a... There's a 10% threshold that's a guidance on percentage change. And so...
Phased in an evolution rather than an Etch-a-Sketch and start all over?
Yes, exactly. And in Louisiana, where we've lost population in certain areas, it's been, actually, it's been pretty fun. I've really learned a lot, and the people who do it are really, as you identified, statistically, they are great with statistics. They parse every little
piece. Well, for an accountant, you got to be just in hog heaven then, huh?
Well, I was thoroughly impressed with how good our consultant was and what a good job he did. And he just hit it all the same way. I haven't seen the way the Democrats have done it, and so I don't know what to expect.
Oh, each party then has their own
group.
Oh,
yeah, and then you begin making sausage. And ultimately, politicians being politicians save their own skin.
They're not going to district themselves out of a job.
Their politics only goes so far.
Right.
At some point, it's about me, good old me.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's making sausage, and they hate each other by the end of it. I'm sure it's collegial right now, but I guess that doesn't go on too long.
So at what point do the rookies fade out? And these folks take over. I mean, is this an advisory? Is this a locked-in thing? Do you get to see the sausage being made or just the outcome of it when it's done?
I got to see the process of various plans being proposed, various districts being proposed, various maps being proposed. So I kind of got in from the floor up. It's advisory only. We're not voting the legislators, and then the governor can veto, but apparently it's a pretty easy override, because if the governor vetoes, because so many Democrats in this case want to preserve their seats, so they will vote against what the governor does, and because they basically say, you know, this is about me.
Yeah, this is my career now, baby.
So it's been fascinating. And
how long does the process take? Is this a 6-monther or a annual? Or it's not annual because it's based on census.
It's a 10-year.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I mean, I was astonished at how quickly it came up. And
so, will it be in play in 2022?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so they've got the deadline of about 10 weeks. Then
it'll be ink, and you know, you had to get the map out to certain people, and you know, whether they listen to us or not, who knows? But it's fascinating.
A lot of significant redistricting. I mean, if you did the overlay, is it? It's large? Is it really minimal changes, even with the population shifts in the state?
I don't think it's magnificently different, but I think the state has become much more Republican. So it's one of those times it must be like being a Republican. Can you secure districts so you have a veto-proof majority, and then can you hold on a particular issue? Can you hold the cats together?
So there still is the gamesmanship.
Oh boy,
that's involved.
Yes,
that's why I'm curious how Ohio is doing it, as being one of those linchpin states nationally to set things up.
Don't confuse the state legislatures that I was involved in with the congressional. And the congressionals and the states are working together, sort of, but
well, so they're not mirrored.
They are not mirrored because, well, we only have six, or is it four? I think it's six congressmen in Louisiana,
and a lot more state assembly.
100, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And so it's a little different.
Well, that you wouldn't want to cede too much power over to you guys.
I don't believe in too much power for either party. It's a little uncomfortable that way, as it should be in California. It's just, it's fun to win, but you don't want to be oppressively one way.
Yeah, a win has to be a long-term win, not just in the moment.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out, because if there are new districts, what, California, I think, lost a congressman?
Or two. Yeah.
To see how that gets absorbed or not.
Oh, it's going into the right states. It's going to Texas, Florida, and, it'll have, Dems face a challenging map.
And we'll talk about that when we come back. It's 8:30.
Something big.
Okay, it's a nice ride.
It's going to happen.
Stand by playback.
And now.
Live. Real Red Meat Radio.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, locally, if we can kind of step out of politics just for a little bit. I know that, you know, we've had some announcements. You know, Kim Burgell, I guess, is running for the 4th District.
Okay.
We've had the mayor in Arcata step aside. Okay. But if we look at the economic picture in Humboldt County, are you seeing any sizable or significant change since the announcement with these three major projects or four projects that have been proposed and that are starting to come through? Is everybody still just so giddy that it's happening that we aren't seeing anything other than the fiber optic line being dug in the dirt or sand?
Oh, I think there's a lot of background stuff going on. It's awfully impressive what's going on. It's very people are going forward with great plans and great ideas. This area is going to fly, and a lot of it's going to be new.
What do you see as being the tip of the iceberg? Where are we going to start to see? Is it going to be that building that the state purchased that is going to be the housing unit in a couple of years? Are you thinking that we're going to see employment bases expanding significantly and compounding our labor challenges that there are here now, enrollment numbers going up, knocking down the rest of the old pulp mill and cleaning that up with the fish folks? What do you see is going to be some of those initial things that we can rally behind?
Humboldt's 3 years off in building their housing in Arcata. But those are going to be chunky projects. I mean, 800 units.
There'll be cranes involved.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
And there's a lot happening out at Fairhaven and Samoa. It is going to be interesting to see how many people permanently move here. I think if we supply housing, they're coming, period. End of discussion.
And if not, we'll just have a lot of construction guys come in and then leave?
Correct. But I really think once you get people here to work here, most don't want to go. This is a great place to live.
Yeah, I often, you know, you play the game, if not home, where?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of other wares for most of us that we would go to.
That's in the same league.
Yeah.
We have so much great stuff here. It's just fabulous.
Cleaning up the edges.
Yeah, we do have to clean up edges, but that's okay. Everywhere's got that. There's no place that's perfect.
So what? How? What are we going to stand behind on this thing that goes, yeah,
well, one
now
thing,
it's really happening for sure?
One thing we have to stand behind is a lot more infrastructure getting completed. If we're going to have additional traffic, how are we going to deal with it?
Well, you see how much fun we're having with the roads right now in Eureka.
Wow. What I wonder is, where did all that money come from?
I think it's that extra sales tax.
Well, at least they're investing it because, I'm all for infrastructure. You've got to do these things. And we've got to circulate traffic better. We've got to do a lot of those things.
When I think of traffic circulation, I don't think of paving what we've got. I think expanding major or primary thoroughfares.
Yeah.
You know, and if that means some uncomfortable, then that means it's uncomfortable. So it'll be interesting to see where we go from there.
It sure will.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:40.
Hey folks, flying local is buying local. And with three airlines serving five destinations, Humboldt County has more choices than ever. Fly on American, Avelo, or United Airlines. We have service to Denver, Hollywood Burbank, LAX, Phoenix, and San Francisco airports. Now's the time to book and save on that getaway. Or have friends and family fly to visit the beautiful Redwood Coast. For more information, go to flyhumboldt.org. Fly Humboldt, more flights to more destinations.
Good morning, KINS.
Winston here.
News and Information Time, it's 8:41. We're back talking shop this morning with Mr. Arkley. Rob, looking at the area and the positive nature of what you see, how much of it is physical, the infrastructure we were talking about, roads and some of those challenges, and the willingness to really implement? It still amazes me the road system that Eureka has, because it isn't really making any sense at all for the main drags. Eminent domain is not anything that anybody really likes to talk about too much. But at some point, you gotta, right? If you outgrow what's going on, how would you recommend just the roads in Eureka, or traffic circulation in Eureka, be better served?
Well, I guess one thing I'd like to see happen is to kind of stop new building for 6 months or a year and really get a coherent plan together. Like the McKay Ranch subdivision, the EIR is out for that. That's for 350 units. Well, there's a choke point at the zoo going into Cutton that is insurmountable. How are we going to deal with that? Let's not just fight. Let's get solutions. I mean, you're going to have the neighbor say, I don't want it. You're going to have the developer say, I do want it.
But you got a two-lane road as your access point.
No, you're going to have to blow out. You're going to have to blow out some of those houses along there with eminent domain. Turn it into a true, no kidding, four-lane. And, yeah, it's going to wreck a strip center, and it's going to wreck a few assets. But let's deal with these problems and bite the bullet.
And there seems to be reticentness to do that. I mean, even Myrtle is only a three-lane, let alone a four-lane.
Myrtle is...
And that's, I mean, you try it, I know 8 o'clock's a little too late for you, but just driving it at 8 o'clock, it's like, what in the world? Three cycles to move through Myrtle and West?
It's terrible.
That's a challenge. If you're in a growth mode, and I think everybody agrees we are.
I don't think once Humboldt got that money, we're in a growth mode. Period. And one thing that no one's talking about, that for instance, you know how the motels are being rented out to the homeless? That's negatively impacting the city of Eureka, because the bed tax, they don't get a bed tax from the county.
Yeah, the long-term stays doesn't generate anything.
So that's a big hole in the revenue. So we need to address these things. It's structural now. And so...
a little bit different mentality going about it in that fashion, though. rather than, okay, gas tax is a natural one, bonds are natural ones. I mean, those are the go-tos. Rather than how do we encourage more hotels coming to town? And that kind of runs counter to some people's perspectives and steps on a couple of toes. But, you know, how else do you do it? I mean, you can't just keep raising taxes on a base population that is aging.
Well, it doesn't. Aging doesn't matter. It's you
well,
can't keep
don't have active don't have active income.
Yeah,
in, so they don't,
yeah. Look, that's why these positions are so important. The monies that they're dealing with are enormous, and are these really the competent people to make these decisions? I mean, I don't know Kim Burgel. But what in her background suggests that she has the judgment to do a $500 million budget? And I mean, maybe she does. I don't know. I'm not saying these are bad people. I'm just saying these are now complex issues that need more trained, competent people than I'm afraid we have.
Yeah, is your skill set
yes.
developed? I mean, yeah. That's what you're talking about.
That's it.
Yeah. And I think that the same happens at the city level, too, because there's so much interaction, whether it's Fortuna to the county or Eureka to the county or Arcata to the county or the services district in McKinleyville to the county. There just is so much overlay now that you needed it through all levels.
Yeah. Well, for instance, and there are a lot of things we could do to facilitate easier growth than what we're going to give ourselves. I mean, we pull ourselves through a knothole. And
on purpose or through lack of understanding or ignorance?
You know what? That's a great question. I think a lot of it is we've always done it this ways, and it may have been done incorrectly 40 years ago, but now we're still bound by the, like on the definition of a wetland. You know, that's not a state mandate. That's a local mandate that we've written into the law, and it was written in the 70s as to what destroying one wetland was. Well, there are three definitions of it, and most places in the state, you can build in three different things, and we have put ourselves into the most restrictive, and the talk of changing it, hey, we've always done it this way.
So inertia is almost
it's
taking over.
It has. But now, I mean, President Jackson is giving this area one big shot of adrenaline, and I would not... We're going to go now. It's kind of inspiring.
Because the attitude, because it's humbled, because it's different?
It's going to go because of his will of personality and the inevitability of what he's proposing. Going up against Humboldt Polly.
Yeah, I know. It's still weird, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know how I'm ever going to get
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
HSP?
Yeah.
But going up against them is going to be formidable for these groups. It's a very desirable user or expander or provider. And it's great for the community. No one can argue it's dirty or clean. It's clean. It's just going to make a lot of people uncomfortable.
And it's different.
Change.
And that's,
you bet. That's
yeah. What was the last university president that really jumped in and did something to this extent?
Oh, I'd have to say it was Macron.
Okay.
And that was a while ago.
Yeah, yeah, it's been decades.
It has been decades. And, he did a lot to Humboldt. It greatly expanded under him.
And so seeing change is something that hasn't been experienced.
Yeah, I think
in the last 25 to 30 years.
I think it was HSC. And it turned to HSU.
Yeah, I remember that whole Cal State Humboldt thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one didn't fly too well.
It created a lot of controversy.
Yeah. It's kind of like renaming the airport. Yeah, okay. You call it what you want. We're going to call it what, yeah, what it's right.
It's ACV for, to me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, hey, thanks for coming by. It's been fun.
No, it's been a lot of fun.
All right.
You're sitting in a good place, buddy.
Go forth and conquer. We'll see everybody tomorrow.